When I first came to Spoon River, I didn't know whether what they told me was true or false. I didn't know they would bring me the epitaph and stand around the shop while I worked and say, "He was so kind, he was so wonderful, she was the sweetest woman in town.
He was a consistent Christian."
Amen to that.
Amen.
He was so good.
Oh yes, he was.
Oh yes. He was so wonderful.
She was the sweetest woman in town. And I chisel, and chisel, I chisel for them. I chisel whatever they wish. All in ignorance of the truth, I chiseled whatever they wished.
But later, as I lived among the people here, I knew how near to the life were the epitaphs that were honored for them. As they died,
but still I chiseled whatever they paid me to chisel. I chiseled whatever they I chiseled whatever they paid me to chisel. I chiseled whatever they wished.
And I made myself party of the false chronicles of the stones, even as the historian dies, who writes without knowing the truth, or because
he's influenced to hide it.
So I chisel whatever they paid me to chisel. I chisel whatever they wished. I chisel whatever they paid me to chisel. I chisel whatever they wished. And I chisel whatever they paid. I chiseled whatever they
know in the truth.
I chiseled.